You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There are many, many things happening at Tutuhi Gallery this weekend. Before we get into the art guide, I thought I would catch up with Hamish Carter, who works at Tutuhi, to give us a little rundown about what's coming up. So here's that piece now. We've got a packed show today, so I thought we'll just do a run through of what's on at Tutuhi. You've got some really exciting exhibits opening this weekend, so do you want to just run me through what's happening?
Okay, cool. So Tutuhi is really excited to open 6 new exhibitions throughout our gallery. So that includes 5 newly commissioned works by artists from across Aotearoa, as well as the first New Zealand presentation of a major video work by award-winning filmmaker and performance artist Wu Sang. Wu Sang is an American filmmaker and performance artist whose work kind of explores hidden histories and marginalized narratives in the act of performing, as well as sort of like reimagining racialized gendered representations. And her film, One Emerging from a Point of View, is presented in our large kind of Iris Fisher Gallery on a massive like 8-meter long projection with surround sound as well. So it's kind of based on the island of, it's in Greece. So basically the premise of the videos kind of incorporates magical realism, and two projections blend into each other to kind of interweave the story that plays out on the screen. It's quite an immersive experience. It's a huge projection, so yeah, it's a beautiful work. Alongside that, we have Yukari Kaihori, who presents Two Sides of the Moon. Yukari often kind of works in working in the sort of material practice of respect and awareness for her immediate environment. So she's installed work across a couple of our galleries where it requires a little bit of looking to kind of find some of the items that she's made using items that have been found around the Tutuhi premises. So she's made kind of cast sculptural objects and works also with iron sand. So she's kind of quite interested in the sort of this material sort of agency of what kind of language she can tell through natural materials. Alongside that, we have Caroline Borum, who presents Disco Volante, and where she's examined kind of archival material of UFO sightings in Aotearoa. And this exhibition presents a series of photographs. She's got a moving image piece, which is made from kind of recontextualized footage from the Kaikoura Lights sightings in 1979, which aired on TV1. And then she's also made a zine based on some information that was sent through to the Ministry of Defence. So she's kind of gone back through some of the archival material that has been sent through to the Ministry of Defence and sort of like builds on that kind of just these recounting of events, not this sort of firsthand, but how it gets told in the archives. And then working with these artifacts, Borum plays with the kind of space between the event and its recounting, where the actual UFO sighting sort of secondary to the truth of kind of what's going on in the archive. Louisa Arfour presents some work on our project wall. So she's got a series of photographs. And essentially her work, Essential Household Items, explores the way that different types of domestic objects are desirable as placeholders of family memories for subsequent generations. So she's made this still life photographic work of items from her kind of family home alongside items that her mum has sort of saved for her to pass down to her. And these items that her mum has saved are the likes of like Crownland swans, really delicate sort of ceramic object, and she's juxtaposing these two kind of narratives next to each other in the still life imagery, where the value or the kind of like the loaded meaning placed on those objects is sort of different between items maybe that say like a chopping board or something that gets used frequently compared to ornamental items. So that's quite a lovely work just now on our project wall. Luke Shaw is an artist and musician based in Christchurch, Otago, and his work Recalling Home has been commissioned for Tutuhi Speaker Space. So as you walk into Tutuhi, there's a series of speakers on the entranceway. He's produced a work based on the kind of communication that his grandfather and grandmother had between his grandfather working in the Port Hills as a steel tier, so working on the Sugarloaf Communication Tower, which is a really prominent kind of tower you can see from Christchurch. And what would happen is Shaw's grandfather used to sort of shine up a piece of metal and reflect the sunlight back down to his grandmother back at the family home in Aranui, and would reflect Morse code messages. So his mum kind of remembers this, and Luke has kind of recorded these conversations with his mum, remembering the kind of his grandmother in the backyard with the mirror reflecting up to the Port Hills.
That's awesome. Cool. Yeah.
What he's done is kind of recounted this conversation and etched it into the soundtrack of a 16mm film reel. So in order to turn it into audio, he's kind of like used the conversation he had with his mother and sort of etched this and the typographic forms through the optical sound unit of the projector kind of creates this abstract sound, which you can hear as you walk into the speaker space. And then lastly, Ardeep Hoja, who's an artist and writer who's based in Tāmaki Makaurau, presents a series of work across our billboard site. So we have two billboard sites right outside Tutuhi on Reeves Road and then down at Parnell train station as well. And his work is kind of a large-scale text-based work that quotes the final statement of William Lewis Robertson, who was an advocate and campaigner for consumer co-ops in kind of mid-century New Zealand. So this idea of cooperative supermarkets or cooperative kind of facilities, and he's looking to kind of like juxtapose the text that's been drawn from this final statement of William Lewis Robertson as a way to kind of reflect what's going on in the Pakuranga area with the Pakuranga Mall, and kind of talk a little bit about sort of like land development and sort of development of private public kind of interest.
Awesome.
Yeah, so those are our six exhibitions that are happening. Everyone's welcome to kind of join us tomorrow afternoon.
Cool.
From 4 p.m. And these exhibitions will run through till over the summer, till 28th of January. So, yeah,
oh, awesome. Through. Sounds like there's something for everyone in there. That's great. And just a reminder where you're based if people want to get along.
Cool. So we're based in Pakuranga on 13 Reeves Road. So you can check it all out on our website at tutuhi.art or on our Instagram at tutuhiart.
That was Hamish Carter from Te Tuhi speaking with me about what's coming up for them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.